And as we were doing it, I began to think about it and began to think about all the struggle for the last year we had with Bethany with her cancer. And like I said, the poem said, at the end, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. And so, again, thinking about that just drove this on my mind. So for the first time in probably 10 years, I'm going to preach on Sunday morning or Easter Sunday morning. But like I said, I don't think it's a sermon. I think it's a message. There's a difference. Amen? Look at here. They're looking good, Brother Clyde. But he's had his back operated on. Look at him. Isn't he cool? In here with the operated on back. That's awesome, Brother Clyde. You the man. Oh, and your wife. I know she had a lot to do with it. That's right. Well, if you don't have, look, behind every good man and in front of him is a good woman. Amen. So she's in front when she needs to be pulling and in the back pushing. Amen. But she's there. She holds you up. Amen. So God's good. How's your back feel? There you go. That's how it works. That's exactly how it works. How's your back feeling? Isn't it? He was in Duke on Monday getting this done. He's in here today. Wow, isn't that awesome? That's so, so awesome. Amen. All right, ready? Here, cut those lights off. Are you ready, Don? Make sure the sound's up.
I remember I've been walking through the wilderness, praying to the Father, and waiting for my time. I've come here with a mission, soon I'll give my life for this world. I'm praying in the garden, and I'm looking for a miracle. Find the journey hard is the reason I was born. And can this cup be passed on? What I pray will be done in this world. So I carry my cross and I carry the shame to the end of the road, through the struggle and pain. And I'm doing it for love. No, it won't be in vain. Yes, I carry my cross and I carry the shame. I feel like I'm alone and I'm treated like a criminal. The time has come for me now, even though I've done no wrong. Three more days and I'll be coming back again. Thank you.
Did everybody see what that last thing said? Our crosses come in many shapes and sizes, but bear them courageously. When you think about Calvary, we always think about the three crosses. Of course, there's repentance, rejection, and redemption right there, all together. And we think about the three crosses, Jesus and the two thieves. But if you look closely, if you think about the Easter story, there's one more cross. The first three crosses are on Calvary, and they stay. The fourth cross has gone on and on and on and on. Let's get the Bibles out to Luke chapter 23. Stand for the reading of the word. Luke chapter 23. Verse 26, y'all stand for the reading of the word. Luke chapter 23, verse 26. And as they led him away, they laid hold. Y'all say laid hold. Upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. Father, we love you. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that you're alive and well on the throne right now as we speak. We thank you, God, that you are risen, as the risen Lord that we serve and we trust. We thank you, Lord, that there's a lot of our loved ones that are risen with you today in this last year. We thank you for that too. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you're awesome. You're amazing. Your grace is amazing. Touch us this day. Let it not be a sermon, but let it be a message. One that just doesn't cut into the ear, Lord, or go into the ear, but one that cuts into the heart. In the name of Jesus, we love you, and we thank you for it. The church said, on the way down, say, look, just shake somebody's hand and say, I'm so glad you're with us today. That fourth cross was the unexpected cross. Now let's just talk a little about Simon of Cyrene for a minute. Simon of Cyrene, he's an awesome man. We don't see a whole lot about him in Scripture unless you look for it. But as you begin to look for it and then begin to take the clues from everything, you'll find out a lot of things about Simon and about his family. Of course, first he was a faithful man because he was there to celebrate Passover. Just like watch the lamb, that was Simon of Cyrene that was talking to his children about watch the lamb. He was coming to do his yearly homage, pilgrimage. People came from all over the known world at Passover to actually bring their sacrifice unto God for that year. So he was a faithful man, but not only was he a faithful man, he's a patient man because Cyrene is in northern Africa. So being in northern Africa, it took time for him to get there. A lot of us find it so easy not to know, well, I don't have time. I don't have time, God. I would pray, but I don't have time. I would do this for you, God, but I don't have time. You understand, God. You know what it's all about. I don't have time. Simon of Cyrene was not that way. He took time to get there. And he was a surrendered man because it required sacrifice on his part to go sacrifice. Think about that. It took sacrifice on his part to go sacrifice. So now, if you look at Mark and you look at Matthew, you'll see the whole picture going on here. Here's Simon of Cyrene from the movie The Passion. Of course, Matthew and Mark says they compelled him. That word compelled means literally, and he was even asked about this by one of the historians, asked Simon of Cyrene what was going on that day, and he said, he don't know. He said he was just there to do his homage. He was there to do his sacrifice. And he was at the gates of the city and he saw a good man, a godly man, a man that had given his all there being led to be crucified. He didn't understand it. He didn't know what was going on. And he said, Roman soldiers, when he fell under the weight of his cross, which remember this now, some of us, we fall under the weight of our cross and think that we're not being cool, we're not being powerful, we're not being godly if we fall under the weight of our cross. Jesus fell under the weight of his cross to show us that we can't do it alone. So Jesus falls under the weight of his cross, and he tells the historian that the Roman soldier, as a matter of fact, Matthew and Mark says, they compelled him to carry his cross. The word compelled literally means to initiate you or to pull you in to a service. They take you, and whether you like it or not, you're pulled in to service for these soldiers. So they pulled him in, but Luke says, lay hold, to seize for duty. You see, Simon had a problem with the soldier's choice. So obviously, the soldiers had to resort to force to get Simon to do what they wanted him to do. See, I remember now, this man here is a well-to-do guy. This guy here, more than likely, was a very wealthy man. He's come along. He's used to people doing stuff for him, and now he's compelled into this service. And so here he is. He's trying to mind his own business and do what he was supposed to do for God. Excuse me. But yet, he gets pulled into service for the Lord. Let me just show you something about this unexpected cross. Give me some more cough drops. Hold on. I've been fighting this thing for about 2 weeks now. Y'all pray that the frog goes ahead and leaves. Some water might be helpful. Yes, ma'am. Once I get over the coughing spell, I'm okay. I thought they were going to call 911 on me the other day in Walmart when I got that coughing spell. But, of course, I got behind some lady with some fancy perfume on, and it about killed me. She said, "What's your problem?" I said, "Nothing." I knew better than to tell it was her perfume. I just said, I just got away from her. Amen. Four things. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Thank you. I might get strangled. You don't take much to get strangled. There you go. All right. Thank you, sister. Simon's cross. First, it was unexpected. He come there to pay homage. He come there to do what he was to do before the Lord. He had no idea that this was going to happen to him. So it interrupted his routine. I want you to listen to these words now carefully. If I can quit coughing, praise God, let it stop. Unexpected. It interrupted his routine. Today, some of you in here right now are toting crosses that you didn't expect to tote. You've heard things lately, you've seen things lately, and things that you've had to get involved in that you didn't want to get involved in, and it actually interrupted your routine. The thing about Bethany, the last 7 weeks she lived, every day, the last 7 weeks she lived, excuse me, that's not even counting the last 3 weeks, up to the last 3 weeks, that 7 weeks before the 3 weeks, every day to the week, we were at one or two cancer centers, every day. I tried to get things going. I'd have to stop because I'd put Bethany first. Bethany was always first and took care of her and took her where she needed to go. But I think about this, you know, when these crosses come, they're unexpected. You don't know they're coming. And then when they do come, they usually interrupt your routine. Not only was it unexpected, but it was powerful because he didn't realize the difference that it was going to make. So thank you. Thank you. We'll get through this together. Amen. So watch this. It made a difference. Now, four things. This is only part one. We're going to do part two next week. So if you want to hear the second part of this, you got to come back. This is your cliffhanger. You got to come back next week. Four things the cross did for Simon. Number one, it brought him into their presence of Jesus. The way the Bible talks about it and the way history talks about it, Simon actually walked in tandem with Jesus. Simon even said, in his own words, he looked down and he saw this man, this innocent man, and he said he was whipped beyond recognition. And he looked down and between the blood and the tears, he saw this man. He got down on his knees and they put the cross on his shoulder. When he put the cross on his shoulder, he said, Jesus reached up with the other hand and put his hand on the other shoulder. And they got up together, and together they marched 7 miles to Calvary's Hill. 7 miles. Think about that. So now, here he is. First thing it did, it brought him into his presence. He was so close to Jesus, he could hear his voice. Some of y'all don't realize it right now, but the crosses that you're bearing, the cross that you have, the unexpected cross, the cross that interrupts your routine. You know, Bethany had the cross of the cancer, and I had the cross, and Linda had the cross in the family of taking care of her through this cancer. So we all were bearing crosses, every last one of us. And so all this stuff's going on, but I think about it, you know, in the middle of all this, it brings you close to God. Simon of Cyrene was so close to Jesus that his hand was on his shoulder. He could hear his voice. Some of y'all need to realize this today, that when you're in your worst of times and you're carrying this cross, that if you stop and listen, you'll see that, you'll hear Jesus speak to you. Secondly, it made him follow in the steps of the Savior. He's going up Calvary's Hill with Jesus. And the third thing, it made him part of the greatest work in the world. And of course, the fourth thing, the cross changed his family forever. And we'll find out about that next week. So now let's watch this. Simon's cross was unexpected. It interrupted his routine. It was powerful because it made a difference, and it was productive because it carried a message. And I'm not going to go on too much longer than that. I just want you to see this. This is so important. It carried a message, and the message was, please listen carefully. If you're toting a cross today, if you've got a burden on you that you don't understand why you got this burden, you don't understand why you're having to do this, you don't understand why you're having to go through this with a family member, go through this with your own body, go through this on your job, go through things, you got these crosses that you're bearing, and you don't understand why and what's going on, I want you to remember one thing. This is the most important thing. Simon found out and knew that Jesus carried that cross first. Wow. You see, before Simon was ever involved, Jesus had already taken up the cross. Jesus already started walking with this cross. Jesus had already took the scars, and Jesus has already taken the beating. And so Jesus has already taken the majority of the pain on the way up there. So look, very first thing, Jesus carried the cross first. Isaiah 53:3-4 says Jesus was a man of sorrows. It says he bore our iniquities. He carried our pains. He carried us with him. So watch this now. That word born means to carry on the inside. And carried means to take it personal. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation that has taken us is such is not common to man. And Jesus will provide a way out that we can bear up under the load of that cross. That we're taking means to seize, to remove with force or with violence. So remember, whatever happens to us, he's already been there. Hebrews 4:14-16 says, we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our weaknesses, because he was tempted in all ways like as us, yet without sin. He's been there, and he's been touched. I want two ushers. Brother Benny, come on up here. Brother Patrick, come on up here. Pass those out. Here's three more. Four more. These are bookmarks. Special made, custom made bookmarks. That's Simon of Cyrene in Jesus. First thing I had to realize is Jesus carried the cross first. And secondly, that cross didn't have Simeon's name on it. It had Jesus' name on it. Today, when everybody bow your, BJ, come on up here. Everybody bow your heads. The cross, for the benefit of those that might not be here next week, I will say this. The cross weighed, according to history and according to tradition and according to other measurements, the cross weighed between 100 and 200 pounds. Simon of Cyrene, when he was interviewed by the historian, Simon of Cyrene says he didn't understand. This was such a good man. He had done no wrong. He couldn't understand why he was plagued as he was and beaten by the Roman soldiers, and why he had to be put on a cross. Again, he said, I didn't plan on taking that cross. He said, they made me do it. He said, and then I looked down and I saw that bloody mess of a man, the blood, the tears. He said, I put that cross on one shoulder, and through those tears, that man picked up his arm and put his hand on my other shoulder. And together we walked up Calvary's Hill. They asked Simon of Cyrene, would he do it again? And Simon of Cyrene said, yes, 1,000 times over, I'd do it again. He said, but only one condition is that I'd have the cross on this shoulder and Jesus' hand on this shoulder. He said, because as long as Jesus, he said, I felt the weight of that cross when I got up under it. He said, but once Jesus reached up and put his hand on this shoulder, for that 7-mile trip, he said, I never felt the weight of that cross. He said, I would do it again, 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 as long as Jesus had his hand on me. Some of us in here right now, we've had some rough times this year. There's been some rough crosses that we've had to bear. Some of us may have even fell under the load. I know I did many times, fell under the load. But God was always there to pick us up. And like Simon of Cyrene, God, I've learned to thank you for my crosses, because it does draw me closer to you. It does cause me to hear your voice. It does help me to understand fully or more fully the power of Calvary. God, I trust you more because of the crosses that we bear. I want everybody to stand, every head bowed, every eye closed. With every head bowed, every eye closed, the first thing I'm going to ask, I'm not here to make a spectacle of you. I'm not here to make an example of you. You can do it right at your seat. If you don't know Jesus Christ in the full pardon of your sin, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Redeemer and Lord, while nobody's looking around, every eye's closed. Quickly, would you just put that hand up and say, I don't know him, but I want to. I want all of us to pray this prayer right now together. A prayer of rededication. All of us. Lord, I love you. And I ask you to take me to yourself. I rededicate my life to you right now. I confess my sin. I confess my shortcomings. And I thank you for the power of the blood that frees me and enables me to be your child in the name of Jesus. Now, everybody keep your head bowed. Maybe you're here today and you're toting a cross. It's a heavy cross. It's one that you didn't expect. It interrupts your routine. It causes sacrifice. And until today, you didn't think about it, that Jesus bore it first and that his name was on it, not yours. But if you're carrying that cross and it's strong and it hurts and you're just needing some help, because remember, Jesus fell under the weight of the cross. And I don't mind telling you, with this with Bethany, I fell under the weight of that cross so many times. If you're here today and you have fallen under that weight, or you feel like you're about to fall under the weight of that cross with nobody looking around, we just slide that hand up. I want you to repeat after me. God, I thank you for the cross that I'm bearing. It hurts. It brings pain. And it weighs me down. But I thank you that you've got this. I thank you that you've got everything under control. And I thank you when I think I just can't take anymore, you send a Simon to help tow the load. I thank you for that help in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it all. Amen. Now, if there's anybody here, you just got other things on your mind, there's other things stressing you, things that are boggling you down, things that you don't necessarily consider a cross, but it's a problem, and you're needing God to take care of it while nobody's looking around, well, just put that hand up and say, I just need some help. I need some help. I mean help. Right now, in the name of Jesus, all that raise their hands right now, Lord, let them feel your power, your anointing. In the name of Jesus. Y'all say God's got this. Say it again. God's got this. One more time. God's got this. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Father, we love you. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace, your mercy. We thank you, God, that you bore the cross first and that your name's on it, not ours. And God, you've got this. We trust you. We thank you for your encouragement. We thank you for what you do for us, God. We know, God, it's all in your hands. Help us take this day and enjoy it in you, Lord, and thank you for the new life. And come back next week. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We praise your name. And the church said, you're dismissed.